Welcome to today's podcast, Hella Monversations. Keeping it real. Welcome to Hella Monversations, keeping it real with San Francisco Bay Area Moms or SF Fam. My name is Olga Rosales Salinas, and I'm your host. I'm also the managing editor for San Francisco Bay Area Moms. We're a community of writers and mom bloggers interested in community and motherhood. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Moms of the Bay Area talking about all things mom life. On today's episode, we want to focus on moms with teens about to graduate high school. That's right, we're talking about college, not just how to get there, but how to stay and finish successfully. We'll be talking to Mary Banks, former director of admissions at Columbia School of Nursing and former director of admissions for the School of Education, Nursing, and the Arts at NYU. Also with me today is my favorite co-host and yours, Michelle Wing from It's Yoga Kids. There's lots to talk about when talking about college, but first we're going to take a quick break to acknowledge our sponsors and to make our show possible. But when we get back, we'll be joined by Mary Banks and our co-host, Michelle Wing. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back.
At OrthoWorks, the number one provider of Invisalign treatments in the San Francisco Bay Area, Dr. David Shun and Associates specialize in providing orthodontic care with the goal of creating healthy and beautiful smiles for children and adults. OrthoWorks is now offering free consultation for SF BAM family members of all ages. To learn more and find your nearest location, visit orthoworks.com.
Thank you for joining us for Hella Monversations, keeping it real with San Francisco Bay Area Moms. I'm your host, Olga Rosales Salinas. I'm also the managing editor for San Francisco Bay Area Moms. If you're a mom out there listening today and you're a writer and you want to learn how to become a writer, please reach out to us at sanfranciscomoms.com and join this community. Like I said, we're a community of mom bloggers and writers who are interested in all things mom life. Today, we're talking about college, how to get there, how to stay there, the important steps that your high school senior needs to take. With me today is Michelle Wing. Hello, Michelle. Thank you for joining us as our co-host again.
Hello. Happy to be here as always.
Michelle, share a little bit about your background and your history with San Francisco Bay Area Moms.
Oh, sure. So I have been in a mom community since I became a mother, of course, and I found SF BAM a little bit later in my mom career, actually. So it's never too late to communicate and be part of the group. And I started writing actually during COVID. So we started doing some partnerships. I run a business called It's Yoga Kids. I teach physical fitness and mental health to children and their families from cradle to college. So I'm really excited about this conversation. I also have two kiddos, and one just graduated from college and one is going to college. So I feel like this is going to be a very relevant conversation for me and hopefully everybody else.
Yes, I'm so excited to hear about the stage that you're in because it is a very relevant conversation today. I am also the president and co-founder of a scholarship called the Rosales Sister Scholarship. We give financial assistance to first generation and immigrant students on their way to college. And one of the big hopes that we have is to eventually provide resources like how-tos. We're a new nonprofit, so we'll get there. So that's why I'm excited to talk to Mary today. I'm just going to give Mary a quick, but I'm going to read her bio really quickly, and then I'll have her jump in. Mary Banks is the director of admissions consulting at Quad Education Group and has worked for almost 40 years in the higher education industry. Mary received her BA in English from UC Boulder in 1970 and then decided to pursue her passion, teaching. After teaching in high schools across the country for over 16 years, Mary became the assistant director of admissions at Teachers College, Columbia University in 1983. Since then, Mary received her MED in philosophy and social science from Columbia University and has held several senior positions in colleges across the country. And I'm so, so excited to have her here today. Mary, please introduce yourself and welcome to the community.
Well, thank you so much, Olga. And I want to start with a question for Michelle. How did your children get into college without using our facilities? I
Somehow
know. I
it
guess it was a
doesn't
miracle. Maybe
compute.
we slipped through the cracks. I don't
I
know.
think so. I want to know. I have to learn more offline. Thank you so much for having me. I have worn many hats, but the one that seems to stick to my head is the student hat. I am a student advocate despite the various titles that I have held. And one of the best compliments I ever received was from a very aggressive Columbia MBA when I was the assistant dean of student affairs at Columbia in the MBA program, excuse me. As he was leaving my office, he said to me, "Look, I come here with various questions and demands. I could have gone to school in Philadelphia at Wharton, but I chose Columbia. And every time I leave here, even though you've not given me anything, I feel like I've been heard." And I took that as a compliment disguised as a criticism. I am currently interested in helping students from grade 9 through the 12th grade and beyond for graduate school to create a persona and an application that's compelling. When you're receiving thousands of applications, somehow you have to zone in on one that is stellar and that will pass muster among the committee members. And I know all of you have experienced this procedure, which for some may seem chaotic, but there is a method to the admissions madness, if you will. I love reading applications and I love helping students create compelling ones. I also want to state categorically that I am no longer a member of the college is a must right after high school club. I think students can, if they are not academically focused at the moment, do a number of things to find their way. And I guess I no longer feel that being a plumber or an electrician or starting a business without any business acumen is necessarily a bad move. When my children and grandchildren were getting ready for college, I never dreamed of a post high school experience that didn't include college. And it was a mistake for my son, for our son. I think he would have done quite well giving himself, oh, at least a year to grow up. But we didn't listen to Sister Nora, and we pushed him to apply. And as a diverse student, he got into college and began a 4-year stint at the University of Colorado that included a lot of extracurricular fun. He did graduate B minus average, but it was not the experience that he could have had had his maturity been where it should be. At any rate, I hope he never hears this because he'll be very furious. He has had a great career. He's been a teacher, an educator, and now he actually went to work for a bank, works for an organization that takes care of marginalized adults. I think that there are clues that students can follow for preparing for college. And one of the clues is that authenticity is something admission officers can't argue with. My biggest warning is don't create what you think Berkeley wants or San Francisco State or the University of Minnesota wants. Create a persona that is authentic. It represents who you are. It's kind of like dating. If you sign up for a dating app and you create a an image that is totally unlike you, your connection with individuals is doomed. And college is the same way. Yes, perhaps you can fool an application committee into thinking you're totally academically persona valid, but that you really aren't interested in academics. You're more interested in building a community of like-minded individuals, and you should be going to
a school that is more conservative, perhaps, than Columbia or Berkeley or any of the Ivies. We're in a period now where politics plays such an unfortunate role in college, and the admissions committee has to be apolitical. For the most part, there are schools where we know conservatism is ranked highly, and there are schools where a liberal education is what a student should be seeking at that institution. Parents play a large role in the college application process. And at Quad Education, we like to think that we are partnering with parents to provide their student with an excellent resume and excellent application. And the things that are important, I always stress authenticity, telling an authentic story so that you will be matched with schools that want students like your student. If your student is perfect in every way, which all of us know that our kids are perfect in every way, but the admissions committee doesn't see it that way. We look beyond what is a test score and a GPA, and we want to know how your student created community in his or her high school, how your student was perceived by others. And the questions that are on the Common App give your student a chance to reveal who they really are. The admissions committees across the nation use these to try and develop an understanding, a real understanding of your student. If they're lucky enough to achieve an interview, not all schools have them, but if your student is applying to programs where interviews are part of the application process, the interview has to match the materials that are on the college application. And not all interviewers will have seen the student's resume or anything else, but they will have an idea of who the student is. And athletics, community service, volunteering are all extremely important parts of the application process. It's one thing to be perfect in your test scores and your GPA. It's quite another to be actively involved in your community and interested in giving back. There's the information and academic access that the college will provide, but what about your student? How are they going to make the campus better? How will they have, because of their personal involvement, because of what they have experienced in high school and outside of high school, what will they provide that will make their cohort, their colleagues, first-year colleagues, better at what they do? How will they provide support to their colleagues, to their peers? How will their participation in the classroom enhance the learning process? All of these things have to somehow shine through in the application so that the college knows that your student will be a contributor, your student will make the university or the college a better place. And it's not easy
It's not easy. It's not
to shine
easy.
through.
Yeah.
No, I'm open to having specific questions or whatever. We can talk about the weather if you want and how that impacts a student's ability to shine. How do you take a kid from a gloomy place like Washington State and bring them to the University of Colorado, where it's sunny every day? Geography matters, and going to school near your home is not necessarily a bad thing. It's something to consider, a local college, a community college, to get you ready for the rigors of a four-year institution. So hit me with questions.
Okay, I love this so much. Authenticity in your application when you're connecting to the board of people that are going to be reading your letters. I think that's super, super important. Being concerned with the community that you're joining, having extracurricular activities, being able to say that you were in a sport or that you led in some way in your high school, those are all really, really important things. If you're a family that's just joining maybe freshman year of high school, where should parents be focusing that early stage in high school? I know that we talked mostly about when your student's already applying, but we wanted to be more preemptive. How would we start when we're freshmen in high school, considering college, that is?
Well, one of the things that I've been reading and writing about actually is the stress that parents begin long before your freshman year in high school. And my warning is parents should know who their student is, and their oversight and their demands should not be counter to who that child is in reality. Now, there are some students who in high school, in ninth grade and beyond, illustrate their academic strength. And so a parent who expects all A's from that kind of student most likely won't be stressing them out. But even a very academically successful young person may not really want the stress of all A's. And so I think one of the most important things that a parent or parents can do is to minimize the artificial stress of all A's while their student is at home and participating, hopefully, in extracurricular activities, developing a sense of who they really are, and not having to perform at a level that the parent demands. I think kids know what their parents expect. And if it's beyond their understanding and their capacity, stressful situation that leads to all manner of negativity begins to percolate. And really, my warning is, parents, don't do this to your student.
I think, Mary, you just figured out how we got through the process.
Yeah.
Without you, I guess, you know, because it is that added stress that that parents contribute to an already stressful process. And, you know, given my experience and expertise with, you know, self-management and energy management and managing pressure, I think that what you're speaking to right now is a really, really important part of the college process. It's really having kids understand who they are, having parents respect and understand who they are, and then allowing the process to unfold, because there are plenty of colleges and plenty of opportunities for kids to get into the right places. And that process really needs to be driven by them.
Oh, you are so right, Michelle. I can't speak strongly enough about how parents should back off, and that R word, and actually make their students aware that they respect them and that they respect the students' understanding of who they are, who that student is, who he or she is, who they want to be. And it's complicated by so many things, how they're perceived in their classroom in high school or junior high, how their friends perceive them, who their friends are. And the competition is intense, and the student has to feel comfortable in the milieu where they are asked to perform. And many of my students, I have a great deal of activity among international students, and my Chinese students who are in this country going to high school or who are coming here to go to college have a built-in barometer for success. And I only want to go to an Ivy League school. And this occurs among American students too. And we have to create a scenario at home and in high school where the student knows that there are, as you said, Michelle, there's millions of colleges. There's hundreds of ways for a student to experience what college is successfully by knowing who they are and choosing accordingly. Some student could have gone to Harvard or Yale or Columbia or one of the Ivies, but instead chose to stay close to home, telling the parents who are pushing them towards the East Coast or Berkeley or Stanford, I want to stay in Minnesota near home. I want to go to the University of Minnesota. I'll go to graduate school somewhere else, but I'm comfortable being close to home. And close to home doesn't mean that your mom and dad are going to come in and look in your dorm window. It means that if you need the support, it's close. Now, everybody isn't a close to home person, and we have to figure out who our student is.
There's also, I'd like to add there, the idea of, you know, in-state tuition compared to out-of-state tuition. So we also then get into the financial conversation of what it means to go to college outside of where the area that you live in. And I know that Olya, you know, can really speak to that fact as well. So it's not just fit. It's finance. It's how are we going to pay for this? Because as we all know, college costs have gone just skyrocketed. It is completely different than when you went through the experience, when I went through the experience, and what we're going through this experience now with, for me, two children, you know, one coming out and one going in. So, and I have one that stayed in state and I have one who's going across the country. So, you know, you don't know how it's going to work out a lot of times.
I do want to speak to the finances, but first, I think because this is a great place to take a pause and acknowledge our sponsors again. One of the things that I noticed in the process of starting a scholarship fund is that the community, the community focus and the authenticity part that you were speaking about earlier, Mary, is a completely different conversation than the finances of it all. I feel like when you're talking to your parents and when you're considering it with your friends or how you're considering colleges in your mind, those two things aren't often together and they should be. So let's take a pause here. And when we come back, we'll be going into how we're going to pay for college. So I'll be right back. Thank you for joining in at Hell of Conversations, Keeping It Real with San Francisco Bay Area Moms. Give us 2 seconds. Thanks.